list. Download this log to you by www.bestoffun.net.
My next friend I met in very odd and rather disgusting circumstances. I'm sure he won't mind me telling you, I met him in one of London's top venereal disease clinics. Or as we call them, special clinics, because we have a sense of irony. Mr. Stuart Lee.
Hello, Harry.
I would shake your hand, but...
Harry, you're a sad and lonely man with no understanding of the real idea of friendship. Leave now through the door marked embarrassment. Later on, I'll be talking to you about how my tragic and ultimately fatal addiction to various forms of hard drugs has helped me to overcome my previous dependence on born-again Christianity. Talking of which, earlier this year I was at Leicester Polytechnic. I picked up this leaflet from Leicester Polytechnic Christian Union. At the top, in big letters, it says, "If Jesus is the answer, then what is the question?" And looking through the small print at the bottom, I see that the question is, "Whose birthday do we celebrate?" On the 25th of December. If you're in Leicester at all and you'd like to pop along to any events organised by Leicester Polytechnic Christian Union, every Wednesday night at 7:15 they have a weekly event called Back from the Dead, which promises rather more than it can hope to deliver, really. And every Monday lunchtime, something called Grill a Christian. And it's nice to see that sort of thing come back into fashion after a bit of a layoff. Now, Buddhists believe that the body is a temple. They're wrong about that, of course. The temple is actually a part of the body here on the sides of the head. It's an easy mistake to make that. But one that you'd think one of the world's millions of Buddhists would have spotted by now. I don't actually like Buddhists. In fact, if I ever see any in the street, I always make a point of poking them gently in the eye with a lighted cigarette. That's not their beliefs I object to, obviously that's up to them. What I don't like about Buddhists is the way that they choose to make fun of bald people. Bald people don't wander around shopping centres on Saturday afternoon dressed in orange robes singing and chanting, oh no. I saw a picture of the Queen Mother in a magazine at the weekend. She's over 90 years old, but she's looking very well. Mind you, probably look very well if you'd never done a decent day's work in your life. And if all you'd ever had to eat was swans. It's not really on to have a go at the royal family at the moment. They're having a lot of trouble. Charles and Di splitting up. The real question for me here is, who's going to get custody of all the children? Well, I think seeing as we've paid for them, perhaps they could be shared out round the country on a kind of rota system. A bit like the school hamster. Just been with my girlfriend to a nice little place run by some Italians. It was Italy. I say girlfriend, we have actually just split up. There were three reasons why things weren't really working out. First up, obviously doing a job like this, it's very antisocial as. Secondly, we both wanted different things out of the relationship. And thirdly, she was having someone else behind my back. As you come out of West London, where I live, on the A40, you pass a Texas do-it-yourself home care superstore with a sign outside it saying, "Last Texas do-it-yourself home care superstore before the M40. Which is worth knowing, because you wouldn't want to get stuck between Uxbridge and High Wycombe without a snap-together shelving unit. A lot of people say to me, "You obviously think it's very clever to be sarcastic, don't you?" And I say, "No." I met a Portuguese woman in a pub in South London in February of 1991, and she told me that you could work out what someone would be like in bed from watching the way that they walk into a crowded room. Another way of working out what someone would be like in bed, of course, is to them. Which has the added advantage of giving you some idea about the sort of way in which they might walk into a crowded room. Actually, if you are lucky enough to find yourself in bed with someone, one thing that you might like to try doing, if you are in love with them, is urinating over them. Two good reasons for this, Sunderland. First up, you might find you get a bit of a perverted, sort of kinky, sexual thrill out of it. And secondly, of course, the scent will help to mark them out as yours. And thirdly, it'll give you a chance to see what they look like when they're saying, I wish you wouldn't do that. Don't try it at home, that is only a joke, remember.
My good friend Stuart Lee there. Perhaps we could go out for a drink later on.
No.
This download is brought to you by www.bestoffun.net.